This is Ozarks at Large. This morning, as we mentioned just a few minutes ago, the Jones Trust announced gifts totaling up to $23 million made to the nonprofit organization by the Walton Family Foundation and the CARE Foundation. Ryan Hale, program officer at the Walton Family Foundation, explained the up to $13 million gift from the Walton Family Foundation for the trust while he spoke this morning at the Jones Center for Families in Springdale.
We believe that the most desirable communities offer creative amenities like the one we're in here today. That's why we are committing today to help ensure the longevity of the Jones Trust and its mission. And frankly, we encourage you to do the same. Today we are announcing that the Walton Family Foundation will contribute up to $13 million over the next 3 years to assist in the growth of the Jones Trust Endowment, as well as capital improvements and maintenance for Jones properties. First off, up to $10 million has been made available to assist the growth of the Jones Trust Endowment. This grant will have a 1-to-2 match component, challenging the Jones Trust and the community to raise an additional $20 million towards its endowment.
Just moments later, Anita Sism, the president and CEO of the Endeavor Foundation, announced that the largest fund of the Endeavor Foundation, called the CARE Foundation, was making a $10 million gift to the Jones Trust.
To demonstrate our support for these essential programs and services, CARE Foundation is honored to announce a new $10 million lead endowment gift to support the long-term priorities and vision of the Jones Center. We're grateful to the Walton Family Foundation for your leadership in offering a challenge grant, and we join with you in encouraging others in the community to help bring the Jones Center and Jones Trust to their $30 million goal to ensure the center remains for future families the treasured resource that it has become for today's generation.
After those announcements, Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas asked Ed Clifford, the CEO of the Jones Trust and the Jones Center, about the gifts and what they mean for the future of the nonprofit organization.
We really were to the point where we had to make serious decisions if this grant had not taken place. And we worked for a long time to work out the details of the grant. And the Walton Family Foundation, as everybody knows, is just terrific. The CARE Foundation has supported the Jones Center for a long time. And so what this allowed us to do is the breathing room to make all of our facilities sustainable. This is the one that requires the most money. It's the biggest. It has the most amenities. It's really a difficult facility to keep clean and neat as you see it in here today. So this is the one that needed the most help. The others we can cash flow. And so that's what this allows us to do, is to keep this doing what it needs to be doing for Northwest Arkansas.
Ed Clifford says the lead gifts are the beginning of making the Jones Center and the Jones Trust sustainable for the future.
We'll go to market for another $10 million to complete this match. And then I guess, knowing me, I will start another $20 million campaign to take it to 70 instead of 50. And we'll work from there. It's a big deal for all of Northwest Arkansas. This facility and our other facilities host almost 90 nonprofits at below market rates who don't have to go into the fundraising market to raise funds because we lease to them at really great rates. That's a big deal, too.
The Jones Center in Springdale includes a large swimming pool, an ice rink, meeting rooms, basketball courts, and other amenities open to the public.
On this week's Generic Blues Show, I have Jones and Leah. Eben Jones and Leah Spears came in the studio this week, actually even played a couple Christmas tunes. Hear all about it Friday night at 9 o'clock. The Generic Blues Show. We'll see you then.